Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, yeah, it's yeah. MSFP. And okay, check this out. This is baby. Yo, I'm in it all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows love, I'm a daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feeling inside to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. Don't let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money making game. And they also want it, desire, and that can wait. 10 more years, I'll never be there. In December, I'll hit 30. But still, single after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Clean fire, loyal, honest, loving, feeling, wifey. Can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me. Try to put a positive, yo, stay positive. What's the point thinking negative? It's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not youngster anymore, I've been around the block. So people to understand the way I've been brought up. That isn't my fault, you know, is they have to like being better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time though, than sitting out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, you're bound to go farther. Yeah, and stay, stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A-game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. What I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new world, we are approaching. And something y'all are born in 1987. Yeah.
For you.
Of negativity, you can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make. Just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. That's funny how life switches lanes. The same folks that rockin' with you always fall off for the shame. Pop it style, I guess I'll be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
are Stay Positive by Skipper, featuring Princess Poppet, Sierra Sky, and a radio host that's co-hosting the show that both, well, actually Skipper's co-hosting this show as well, so, because this is where MSFP crew is hosting the show. But yeah, that was me singing the hooks there, the one and only Big Stats. All right, so we're doing a very special show today. We're expecting a bunch of guest callers to tell their stories. Either people who either have overcome disabilities or themselves, or they were related to someone who did and wanted to give their stories and testimonials. While we're waiting for some of these callers, instead of going straight into another song, I figure maybe we would start off with our own stories.
That'll be long.
Skipper, do you want to go first on this one, or you want me to take this and then you'll go?
No, you can go first. I have to think of what I'm going to say.
I mean, for me, when I was really young, you know, God, if you told me in kindergarten that I was going to be one day hosting a radio show, I probably would have said, you're out of your mind. When I was young, my disabilities, I have ADD, slow processing disorder, and it really affected me. I thank God for music every day because it gave me the confidence to articulate the thoughts that normal words couldn't, and it actually gave me the confidence to do regular speech. And if it wasn't for the music, there would not be a radio MSFP, because I remember, I just remember just growing up, and feeling so socially awkward and not comfortable and it's like I couldn't even articulate a full thought. As I'm going on with this, if you had asked if I could have gotten, grade school me on the line right now, they would probably be freaking out. They would be freaking out beyond belief, because, they would have been in such debilitating fear of this exact moment. I have a line in a song that before I could talk, I could sing. And it's just, it was just me to out of that dark place. And, seeing that I liked helping other people, it's why for so long I thought I couldn't have been the only kid out there that, music has had that profound of an impact, that it gave them this confidence. And it's why I want to give back to special needs children, like develop better music education programs for special needs children, because I think, you know, it comes, this, you know, being raised by a psychologist, you learn that music comes from a different part of the brain than regular speech. Even like the singing, even like singing and rapping and performing, that's like a whole different part of the brain. And it takes, and it's just amazing that, you know, and, you know, since that time, you know, I've evolved. I've gotten more comfortable in my own skin. I put myself out there in the public I haven't been afraid. I've gone for things, you know. You know, I've done, you know, put myself in the public eye, gone out on auditions, you know, and which is a whole new level, you know, and sometimes, you know, that even.
Too many you knows, Matt. Too many you knows. You gotta flow with it more.
I mean, I'm not just talking about auditioning for television shows. I even had to audition for this program at Cal State Northridge, which it was out of every audition I ever done, this audition was the one that meant the most to me, because it was fully what I wanted to do, the music industry as a whole. And I got, you know, in a world full of auditions with no developing this love-hate relationship, and, you know, everyone saw my audition 10 years ago for American Idol and saw how that all played out. And so it was good to hear, yes, you are good enough. You know, because sometimes when you struggle with these disabilities and then you get brave enough to put yourself out there and get these rejections, you start to question, are you good enough? It was the same thing when I first got the letter to join an honor society. I questioned, was I good enough? And, you know, because sometimes that little kid is still inside of me that sometimes, you know, that had all those fears, that had all those problems. He's still inside of me and makes me question from time to time, am I good enough?
Yeah.
And so, and
you gotta keep pushing yourself harder. No matter what your brain or is telling you or something, but
How has learning disabilities and your disabilities affect you in your life?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. I mean, every time I wake up, I'd be like, because there were some times in my life over the past years, especially after getting very, very ill in fall of 2015, I kept waking up sometimes. I would tell my mom, like, my mom or my dad, that I feel like I'm dying. And to still be here today is a blessing. So, you know, I don't ever take it for granted, you know? And today I was talking to one of my friends on Facebook, that sometimes, you know, I wish I could go back in time, just restart 2015 all over again and try to do it differently so that I won't get ill like I got. Yeah. If I could go back and do it all over again, sometimes I wish I could.
Alright, definitely mental illness is definitely a form of disability, and I know that also, with my upcoming album, I'm working on peeling back the layers and sort of revealing the man behind Big Stats, you know, the struggles that I, as Matt Michael, had to go through and overcome.
Yeah.
And I know that, definitely, mental illness itself is its own disability, but I also want to ask you, what about, I mentioned about going back in time, and do you think there's something, like, if you were to go back to, like, a grade school version of yourself, something that you overcame, if you were to go back to a grade school version of yourself, is there something you think, let's say,
if I would do something differently, you mean?
No, I'm saying, that's not what I'm saying. I'm asking, is there something, if you were to go back and speak to yourself, at age, if you were to go and meet your 8-year-old self, do you think
Year-old
self. Is there something, if you were to go meet your 10-year-old self and have a conversation with them, just about the things that you've accomplished, do you think that there would be anything, what do you think they would be surprised with? Knowing your own past and your struggles with your disabilities.
I'm not sure. I'm not really sure, Mac.
Alright, so for those who are listening in, and we hope people start calling in soon, remember the call-in number is 319-527-6739. Skip and I, we actually... we mentioned this in our own bio for MSFP Crew, is we actually met at a school for learning disabled students. And people who want to know more about that can go read up on our bio, but tell us about growing up with your learning disability, and what challenges you had to overcome.
Are you talking to me? Matt, are you talking
to
me?
No, apparently I'm talking to Robert De Niro.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, if I could have known back then, I've been on so many different medications in my life that, you know, there were some times where they thought that, I don't know, that I had ADHD, and there was another time where they thought I had, what's it called? That I might have seizures or something. So there was one time where I forget if I was 12 or 13. There's one time this doctor that we used to see in Beverly Hills thought, so she prescribed me like Depakote, and that just made me really sick. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they could have told me exactly what I had when I was younger, then there would have been, you know, I wouldn't have had to have been on so many different medications in my life, and some of those medications actually made me sick. But there was actually one medication I was on. Hold on, I'm not done. There was one medication I was on when I was, like, in 7th or 8th grade. They put me on Wellbutrin, and that actually helped with attention and stuff like that. So that was a medication that actually did help me out. But there were others that I've been on that really made me sick, so.
Yeah. They
thought I had ADD, which I probably do have a little bit of ADD too. But what they found out that I really had is called APD, which is auditory processing disorder. So like when I was very young, when I had my birthdays at like bowling alley or whatever, it was really hard at that time for me to have conversations in loud places like restaurants or bowling alley or any place like that. And still, I do have a little bit of that problem having conversations in noisy places, but I've gotten much better at it. Because for auditory processing disorder, it's like auditory is hearing, and then processing, it takes me longer to process what someone else says to me. I mean, I still have that problem a little bit, but I'm way better at it now than I was 15, 16. So, but.
Yeah. Interesting,
and
though,
I'm still
with
on
medication.
I wasn't done yet. I wasn't done. And now I'm on this medication. I'm not done. Okay. And now I'm on this medication called clozapine. When I was at that this mental illness hospital or whatever, which is a very scary place. The doctor that my dad prescribed or something, I'm not exactly I think I started at 100 milligrams. They gave me this prescription while I was there, and then as I got better, right now I'm only on 25 milligrams, which is a very, very big, hopefully soon I'll be able to get off of it all the way, but yeah, I have, I've gotten in my energy back a lot, and been eating less and stuff. But this medication also made me gain a lot of weight, so
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that once I finally get off of it, I'll be able to get all my energy back that I used to have, and Yeah, so. I'm just so tired of medication. It just, like, slows me down and everything. I'm so done. Now I'm done.
Yeah, I know with medications it can be crazy. I remember. I mean, I heard actually, so it's interesting that they put you on Depakote because.
They thought I had epilepsy or something. The doctor
right,
I had, which I never had.
It may have been a later study where they found this out, but they but there was actually. There was actually studies done that mm-hmm. actually said that, it's not good for females to go on Depakote. That it
yeah.
can, like, I mean, maybe because of your age and why they say it wasn't good, I guess they felt it wasn't an issue. But they, I don't know if you heard, there's actually studies that say, you know,
I was young when they put me on
at that age, it probably wasn't an issue because of what it causes. But they say they don't prescribe it to adult females because it has a chance of infertility.
She said, Zan just messaged me and saying, I thought you were going live.
We're live now. But, you know, that's another thing is the medications that they use. I mean, I know, I remember, for other reasons that I've discussed on previous shows, but for a long period of time I was on Ritalin for my ADD, and for a good portion of my life it was a helpful medication. In my adult life, that's a whole nother story that had nothing to do with ADD, which we don't need to get into. But I remember that they put when I was in the eighth grade,
Can I just say something really quick?
I wasn't done with my story.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that.
Go ahead, say it real quick.
I was just going to say that Zan thought that we were going to go live on Instagram. She thought we were going to go live on Instagram.
I mean, I thought it was pretty clear the other day. Anyways.
Okay. I don't know.
Just later send her the link to the show. Anyways.
I just sent her the number to call in if she wants to call in. I already posted the link on my wall before the show starts. I like to promote it just in case some people want to call in or something.
Yeah. Anyways, so what I was saying was on the topic of just medications. I remember they put me on this one medication when I was in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Adderall, and it had a, you know, it had a really interesting chemical effect on my brain, because, you know, prior to being put on that, I was a goody two-shoes, probably too much of a goody two-shoes, because it got me to the point where, you know, there were certain times I wouldn't even stand up for myself, you know, because I was so afraid of offending someone, you know, and when they put me on Adderall, it was like a switch got flipped. Like, I went from goody two-shoes, like, to the biggest jerk. I remember I used to have this friend, and if he's listening, and Brad, if you're listening, I am so sorry for the way that I treated you when you were in the ninth grade and I was in the eighth grade, because I was on some bad medication, and it pretty much made me a complete asshole. And this one kid, Brad, he probably got the worst of it. It was one of those, I don't know if you've ever had like a friend that, you know, that you knew was more developmentally delayed than you, that, you know, and you kind of put up with it, and it's just when I had that medication, I kind of felt like I needed to distance myself from him, and I kind of went on the attack, and it really made me a jerk, and I was, you know, I'm grateful in retrospective that I had that experience of going on that medication, because I knew that there has to be a middle ground between being the submissive goody two-shoes that's afraid to stand up for themselves, and being the bully. I knew that there had to be somewhere in the middle, and because of that experience, it helped me find the middle ground. You know? So.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, we get put into situations to try to, you know, doctors prescribe these pills, but sometimes, you know, even from the medications that don't work for us, we learn something. I don't know if that was true for you. There are any experiences that, like, from a medication that had an experience came out of. It might just be me. I mean, if it was just me, let me know. But if you have an experience, yeah, maybe it wasn't that you had a personality change, but if you had some kind of profound experience like that, you know, that you wanted to share, I would love to hear it.
Okay, well, I forget how old I was. Maybe I was like 15. Maybe 17, I don't know. There was one time they put me on Abilify, and that really fucked me up. Sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to say that word on the radio.
Uncensored internet radio. I mean, I did put this at because I wanted more visibility. I did put this at a PG-13 radio, but that was our first cuss word, so that's fine.
Okay. Well, what I was getting at is the doctor gave me too much, you know, they gave me too big of a dose. I forget how much I was taking at the time. I don't really remember, but I forget how many weeks they had me on it, but yeah, because when one of the doctors, I forget which one, what doctor, realized that my brain was actually low in dopamine, so they had to give me some type of prescription to balance the dopamine in my brain. And there was one time they put me on Abilify, and this was when my parents were still together. I mean, they didn't get divorced yet. But yeah, there was sometimes when we were like driving, everything around me looked like it was moving in fast forward motion, like I was on speed or something. And then one time we went to the movie because they thought, you know, it would help me just to relax and stuff. This was when J Lo and what's his name came out.
Richard Gere.
Yeah, Richard Gere. That sounds right. We saw that movie at the theater. I couldn't even get through the whole movie because there were some parts where it felt like even the movie itself was moving in fast forward motion. So when I told him that, this was when we were seeing a different doctor. When I told my dad what was happening, even though the doctor said, let's just keep her on this medication for a while longer, but my dad didn't listen, so he took me right off of it. And then, like, in a few weeks or so, I was better. And apparently I wound up going to the hospital around that time. And I was allergic to Abilify. Like, they had to, I don't really remember everything about this because I was so out of it. But, I was in the hospital for like a week. There was this one doctor there, a Japanese ascent, and she found out that I forget what it's called. I have some type of, because of the medication, it gave me some type of bad reaction. But they had to put something in my stomach because my stomach was like rock hard. She had to inject me with some type of muscle relaxant or something. That's all I remember. I've asked my dad these stories a lot of times, and like, I'm not sure what year that was. It might have been back in 2012. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that was very, very bad.
I've been on Depakote most of my life, but I mean, I had my first seizure. I was at sleepaway camp when I was 7, and I had my first seizure, and it's why to this day, as much as I love music, if I'm playing music when I go to sleep, I will never play music on a headset because of this one experience, because a junior counselor actually found me when I had my first seizure, and I was strangling in the headphone cords with my face turning blue. They had to rush me off to the hospital. This is out in Ojai, and then the only cool part of this story was I got a lot of props from my friends because while they were figuring out what was going on with me with the seizures, to pick me up. My grandfather actually picked me up, and at the time, he drove a red Ferrari Testarossa. So he actually picked me up at camp in his red Ferrari Testarossa. So that was the only good part of that story, because I got so much street cred from all of my friends at camp. That,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and the counselors were all amazed. Everyone thought it was the coolest thing to see me get picked up in a red Ferrari Testarossa.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, they sent me back to camp. And before they put me on Depakote, they sent me back to camp on this medication called Tegretol. And, like, you know, they had just put me on the medication, so it hadn't had enough time to really sink into my bloodstream until I was at camp to really have an effect. But, like, the next day after I was in camp, they took me to the camp infirmary because I had developed this really bad rash. They do a test. It comes to find out I'm allergic to the medication Tegretol. So that's when they switched me over to Depakote. So I know how it is to actually be allergic to a medication, because I had a similar experience as well.
Zan's sort of upset. She said, why did you make that story on Facebook? And then I said, so people can listen in. She said, I didn't say I was going to call in. I said, you don't have to. You can listen to it after it's available. And she said, next time, please confirm that with me. So, Zan, if you are listening to the recording, I'm sorry I didn't do that. I thought you already knew that we were going to promote it on the radio show.
I'm a little confused how she got confused as well, because she was on our Instagram Live the other day and we talked about doing a radio show about it, and then I thought you spoke to her the other day, so I don't know. I'm a little confused about her confusion. I'm sorry that there was this miscommunication, but
yeah.
I'm confused about how the miscommunication even happened, because I thought it was pretty clear. But we're still promoting, we have your link in our bio for your GoFundMe, Zan. So, but let's. I think we should, toss it to a song. We've been going back and forth on
all right.
this a while.
Okay.
We got a caller. Hold on. We have a. Before we toss it to a song, we got a caller from the 323. Caller, come in.
It might be Zan.
Well, hello.
Hey, Zan.
Hi.
I thought it was gonna be you. Hey.
We're sorry about any miscommunication. But welcome to the air. Tell us about we have your link in our bio, so anyone who checks it out this show live, or if they go back and hear the podcast, they can click on the link right from the show.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so anyways, I was wondering if you wanted to share your story, what you overcame, what inspired you to create this page and whatnot.
Sure, I can do that. Hello, everyone. My name is Dan Blackwell. I'm currently promoting my scene for a fashion show. My message is I am more than my disability. I have a GoFundMe account, and I'm basically bringing awareness to different types of disabilities. I myself have a disability, and I was so interested to bring awareness to disabilities because of the fact that I feel like people with disabilities get judged sometimes than people that do not have disabilities, and we don't get enough awareness so other people does not judge us.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was so grateful that the host asked me to be a part of this, so everybody that's listening right now could please support me with my scene and hopefully come see the show if possible. Like I said, my name is Dan, and I'm the founder of my GoFundMe page that's linked in the host's bio. Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining, Dan. Thanks for
You're welcome. I was trying to hang on to hear your show. I didn't know how to do that.
Carrie's got the link shared the link. So later on, if you want to go back and hear the show again and hear how we started it off and just all the conversations we have, we welcome you to do that. We're expecting some more guest callers, but it's so late in the show that I don't know how many are going to actually get to come in.
Yeah.
Because we only set the show for an hour, and even though we have it, the server lets us to go an extra hour and a half into the podcast part of the show, it only the callers that call in during the live part and stay on the line can be in the podcast part of the show. Although the entire radio show is archived to podcast as well.
Okay, I get that. Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much, Matt and Carrie, for allowing me to be on your show and speak my mind and try to promote my scene, and I'll talk to you guys at a later date.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so what song should we toss it to? I'm going to let you DJ it up. Something that kind of speaks to overcoming and something inspiring.
Yeah, I got that. Something inspiring, right?
Yeah.
I have so many good songs on here. Is it cool if I do a Foo Fighters song?
To do what?
a Foo Fighters song?
Sure.
I mean, I have a lot of good songs on here. It's hard to just, you know.
All right. In. But
I wanted to go into another story while we wait for callers, because I know that, you know, you've had medical experiences that have weakened you and to the point of practically disabling you, and I have too. I remember when I first was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, I was actually in Europe at the time, and we were coming back, and they had me on so many different drugs that it made it hard to move. I remember they were actually wheeling me in a wheelchair to the airplane, and and my muscles were all rigid, and it was just crazy. And I mean, and I know, but I know that you had some similar experiences. But we wait for some more callers to come in, which we have 2 minutes now. If anyone who's listening wants to call in at 319-527-6739. Just because we have 2 minutes left on the live stream doesn't mean we can't continue the conversation longer. So don't be afraid to call in anytime during either of our conversation, because everyone's voice here matters. I think everyone has their own story, and their voices matter. I mean, we could do a whole show just on just how our disabilities affected us. Clearly, like I said, Skip and I met at a school for learning disabled students. What other stories, you know, just about moments where you felt that you're, what other moments? I mean, I know that you overcame a disorder called rhabdomyolysis, and
yeah.
I remember I actually went on to an FM radio show to promote your song Firepower, because at the time you were scheduled to go on and couldn't, and I went on your behalf. And I mean, what was that experience like with the whole rhabdomyolysis thing, and how did it affect you?
I don't remember it all that well, because I was already sick, mentally ill with something else during that time, so I don't really remember the rhabdo that much. But yeah, sometimes my mom had to, I told her, like, it was hard for me to move my leg sometimes, and so she had to use lotion, rub my leg with lotion to help, you know. Yeah, but I don't remember the rhabdo all that well.
All right.
So that's good that at least. Yeah.
So
yeah, my dad was just trying to get in touch with me. He wanted to swing by and hang with me by the pool, but I told him, you know, I couldn't come out because I'm in the middle of this. If I had known sooner, you know, I would have pushed back.
You said he just texted you, or?
Yeah, well, he was trying to call me while you were talking to me earlier, and I had to text him back saying it. Thinking about playing this one song, because when I hear this song, I remember when I had one of my older cell phones, and I would buy, like, ringtones on them. I used to have a Polly ringtone for this song. That was my dad's ringtone, so I thought it'd be cool if I played this song. Is it cool with you?
Sure.
All right. And if someone does call in, then we could always start it.
They missed their chance.
All right, I'm gonna play the song, okay?
Fun, fun, fun by the Beach Boys or Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry. Just wait and see.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and go cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun.
I couldn't help but sing along with that one. If you really want to see something trippy, go back, put this song side by side with Johnny Be Good. That starting guitar lick, it's practically identical. All right, we got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. We have new interviews both on Monday and Wednesday. Brand spanking new, and we're going to be here all week long. None of this go off the rail shit. All right. So I just wanted to add this little closer. New interviews all week long on Monday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Thursday, we have our MSFP crew rehearsals. And then we'll be back Saturday for Ladies Night with Money Girl and Skippa. And we're looking to line up a fresh new interview for that one, too. Yesterday, we had Skippa.
That's right.
We turned the tables on Skippa and let her be the interview. But who will be on next Saturday for Ladies' Night? You got to tune in and see. And then Sunday's going to be a mystery. But we promise you a hot show. All right, peace, and we'll catch you on the flip side. I'm out.